Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. I'm Stephen Hill. Thank you so much for pressing play to listen to this episode. So glad you're here. I just finished my 15 minutes of meditation and 15 minutes of visualization. I do this every single day. 15 minutes of 15 minutes of meditation, and right afterwards, 15 minutes. Did I say meditation? Because these words are very similar. Asian. 15 minutes of meditation and then 15 minutes of visualization. And I am finding that the more I meditate for 15 minutes, I'm on day 17. I just finished day 17. But I'm finding the more and more that I meditate for 15 minutes, the quicker and quicker and quicker it's going by. In fact, when I was done meditating this morning, just now, just about 15 minutes ago, I actually opened my eyes and I it went by like that. And I opened my eyes and looked at my iPhone because I use an app called Calm, C-A-L-M. It's a meditation app. And I turn on the rain sound effects and then I do 15 minutes of meditation. I just focus on my breath for 15 minutes. And it's going by so quickly. And I looked over at my phone. I was like, there's no way that was 15 minutes. But yes, it was. It was 15 minutes. It just goes by just like that, girl. I remember a time when it took me, it would feel like 3 hours for 15 minutes. But now it literally feels like only 7 minutes. There's a car driving by. Sorry. It was really loud. But then right after I checked to see if it was 15 minutes, I immediately set another timer for 15 minutes and visualized. And I just imagine myself being and doing and having what it is that I want. I believe this is a very, very important thing in your manifestation practice. Now, this doesn't have to be something you do, but it is something that I do because it feels good to do. And I know plenty of people out there who are living very successful lives that did not, you know, sit down and visualize every day for 15 minutes. They didn't even really visualize. They just, you know, that's not something they did. But I believe it works. Abraham Hicks talks about it. Reverend Ike talks about it. Neville Goddard. But really, Reverend Ike, who I resonate with so much, talks about the importance of seeing yourself being, doing, and having what you want. But not just seeing yourself doing that, but feeling as though you already are that person. I actually read an Abraham Hicks quote, I think it was this morning, that was talking about, I feel so clear-minded right now. I feel so good. I feel so good. I just had to let you guys know. But that quote on Facebook, Abraham was talking about how when you go to visualize, don't visualize it like and feel as though, oh, this is going to happen in the future. But you have to feel as though it's happening right now. And that's where the magic spot is. And as I was visualizing, I was like, ooh, I should do an episode on manifestation G-spot. Like, the G-spot of manifestation, which is basically you finding that zone, your own zone in manifestation and, like, doing and, like, feeling so good. And this is, listen, manifestation can feel like a fucking orgasm. It can feel so fucking good to where you're just, like, living an orgasmic type life. And I know a lot of people, I don't really see it as much anymore, but a lot of people on the internet talk about orgasmic manifestation. Like, a lot of people were talking about this, like, last year or the year before. I don't really see it as much anymore, but I believe that life is supposed to be one big ass orgasm. Like, it's supposed to be, it's supposed to feel so good and delicious and yummy and incredible. And you wake up and you just have this desire to get up and be, you know, not to go do anything, but just, I'm so excited to be awake. I'm so excited to be here in this life, on this leading edge, and knowing what I know and feeling what I feel, and I'm creating my reality and it feels so fucking good. Bitch, I'm telling you the truth when I say this. You do not have to wait to get your manifestation in order to feel good. You do not have to wait to get what it is that you're trying to manifest to feel good. You can feel good now, bitch. You can feel now as though you already have that desire. You can feel the way you want to feel as a result of that manifestation when you get it. You can feel that way now. But Stephen Howe, visualizing, affirmations, daydreaming, appreciating. I don't care if you have to find a fucking picture of your dog and just stare at that picture all day long. And stare at the picture as long as it feels good. Focus on things that feel good. While I was visualizing, I asked God, I said, God, what's the next step? What is my next step? What do you want me to do next? And God said, feel good. And I said, okay, what after that? Feel good. Okay, God, what after that? Feel good. Here's your directions. Here's your instructions. Feel good. And Abraham talks about this. The only thing you have to do, bitch, is to feel good. That's all you have to do. You don't have to do anything else. No, I need to do that. No. All you need to do is feel good, because the universe is responding to your vibration. And if you are feeling good, the universe is going to respond to that with more things that feel good. And that includes your desire. When I say feel good, I'm not talking about just feel good and be where you are and, you know, be happy with your life. Just be happy. You don't need anything else. You just be happy. And while that is kind of what I'm saying, but I'm not saying be where you are and never, you know, have your desires manifest. No. It's not what I'm saying at all. Your desires from a feeling good place. If you're in your vortex and you're feeling good and you're feeling delicious and you're doing this consistently and on a daily basis, your desires that you're... My heat just turned off, so you probably heard that. Your desires have to manifest. This is not some fairy tale shit that I'm making up. If you will feel good, the universe will send you what you want. It has to. It is law. It is responding to you. Okay? And what is it that you want from that manifestation? What is it that you want from that brand new car? Why do you want that brand new car? Because you believe that brand new car will make you feel better, right? You believe it will make you feel good. But what if I told you that you can feel good now? You can feel as though you have that car now, because you do. Ask and it is given. It's already available for you in your vortex. It's already available for you in your imagination. When you ask, it is given. Literally, when you ask for something, your inner being already has it. So if you say, inner being or universe, I want a Tesla Model X, boom, your inner being has it. Your inner being's already there. If you say, God, I want to live in this certain area, boom, your God is already there, living there. God is the higher version of you, the higher vibrational version of you. And so when you ask, it is literally given. God's like, here you go. Here's the vibration. Feel good. And you're like, oh, but the manifestation isn't here. Where's the physical manifestation? You cannot get there from there. You cannot get there from there. But where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Hello, is this working? God, is this working? And God's like, bitch, if you don't shut the hell up, I'm gonna smack you. And so what you want is already given to you. What you want is already yours. Just claim it. Why do you think people say claim it, name it? You know, it's already yours. You're already that person. And the only reason why you don't have it yet in your physical reality is you're too focused upon the absence of its physical presence. Oh, that was heavy. That was good. Like Reverend Ike does whenever he says something that's really amazing, he'll go like he'll whistle. The reason why you want is not here in your physical reality is because you are focused upon its absence of being here in the physical reality, rather than your focus being on its presence in the vibrational reality, in your vortex, in your imagination, in God. What you want is already here in God. It's already given to you. Whatever you ask for in prayer, Jesus said this, and I've said this before, and I'm going to keep saying it, bitch. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believing that you have received, it shall be given to you. Believing that it's already yours. Believing that you already have it. If by time you're done praying, you don't feel as though you have what you're asking for, it was not a successful prayer. All you did was sound the tinkling cymbals of brass, and the Bible talks about that. But when you go to pray or visualize or say affirmations, and by the end of it, you do not feel like you are already that person that you're praying to be or affirming to be, you were not successful in that affirmation or in that prayer. The purpose of prayer is for you to step into the vibration and the energy of already being that person. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours now. God's like, it's yours. Here, bitch. Believe that it's been given to you, and it shall be given to you. It shall be yours. It will be yours. It will manifest. It will come into your physical reality. It will become a physical, tangible, touch it, taste it, see it thing. I don't care what it is that you want. I don't care if you want to fucking travel the world. I don't care if you want to be friends with a certain celebrity. I don't care if you want to be a celebrity. I don't care if it's to have like 27 cars like Kylie Jenner. I don't care if it's to be the next Kylie Jenner. I don't care if it's to be bigger than Kylie Jenner. I don't care if it's to have the biggest home in the world. It doesn't matter what it is. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received, and it shall be given unto you. Jesus said this. You can look this up. Okay? So you can feel that way now. You can feel delicious now. You can feel incredible now. I was visualizing, and I just felt this tingle come throughout my body, and it just so delicious and so yummy. And there's a lady, her name is Sarah Morgan. I don't know if she's listening to this, probably not, but she says it's so scrummy. Like, she's from the UK, I believe. She's and she calls it scrummy. You know, they say scrummy over there. I don't know, but she's like, it will feel so scrummy, and it will feel so yummy, and it will feel so delicious. It'll feel so amazing that it'll feel like it's actually here. And it is vibrationally and energetically. It is maybe not physically yet, but it is here vibrationally and energetically. And it will, if you will do that, if you will stay in that energy consistently and daily, it will become a physical manifestation, and it will be more delicious than any amount of hard work or action or hustle could ever give you. The universe wants to pour out an avalanche of abundance in your life. It wants to pour out more than enough in your life. It wants to pour out so much that you don't even know what to do with it. It wants to pour out so much that your only complaint will be, my cup runneth over. You are going to have so much abundance in your life, you don't even know what to do with it. You don't even know where to put it. The universe wants to give you that. But when you're focused upon the absence of it in your physical reality, the universe can't do that. But once you get to the point where you're in your vortex and you're feeling it as though you already have that life you want to live, the universe will bring it all to you. You will not have to chase it. It will chase you. It will find you everywhere you go. Magic will happen for you. People in the airports and stores and wherever it is that you are will seem to treat you like royalty. It will be as though they're treating you like you are part of a royal priesthood. The Bible talks about a royal priesthood that is meant for you. It will seem as though everywhere you go, it was meant for you to go there because something incredible happened there. If you're going out in public and you're always looking for negative, 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 I'm dread going out in public, these negative people, these mean, rude people, you're going to find those people. But if you will get in your vortex, everywhere you go, it will seem as though God is in every, it's like God, every, like whenever, I go out in public, it's so crazy whenever I go out in public, it's like God is everywhere, is speaking to me through every single person I meet. It's so crazy because I'll be like, okay, for example, like I'll go to a restaurant and the waitress is like really, 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 really nice to me. It's like God saying, hi, Steven. And then I'll go to the airport and someone will be really nice to me. It's like God saying, oh, hey there, Steven. It's like God saying, hey there, Steven. Like, it just feels like that. Like, it feels like every person I come in contact with is God. And it's just like I'm having this like really I'm having this love affair with God through every person I come across with. And it's incredible. And I love it so much. I mean, whenever I go out in public, it's like every person that I meet is so friendly and so kind and so funny. And it's like I'm attracting these amazing people. I'm attracting these people. This isn't by mistake. It's law of attraction, right? I have this belief that people love me when I go, you know, when I go out in public, people do love me. So life is meant to be magical. It's meant to be delicious. It's meant to be incredible. And you do not have to wait to get that manifestation in order to feel that way. You do not have to wait to get something to feel a certain way. Just like you don't have to wait to feel love. You don't have to wait to get into a relationship to feel love. Bitch, feel love now. Fuck that. I'm not sitting around waiting for him, whoever he is or whoever they are. I'm not sitting around waiting for him for me to feel love. Bitch, I'm going to feel love now. And the same goes with money. I'm not waiting for the money to get here for me to feel abundance. I'm going to feel abundant now. I'm not waiting for the homes that I dream of living in to get here. I'm going to feel like I live there now. I'm going to be there now. I am there right now. I live in a mansion. I live with my mom, but in a small home, but vibrationally and energetically, I do live in those mansions. I do live that dream life, right? And it's manifesting. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. And that's why I love this podcast so much, because it's almost like a diary, of you guys just following along with my manifestation journey. I just love it so much. Oh my God, I feel so good after that. Like, immediately, once I was done visualizing, I started the podcast. Like, immediately. So I meditated for 15 minutes. Set another timer for 15 minutes for visualization and then came on here. I'm going to start doing that. Oh my God, I feel so good. I'm going to start doing that. Meditate, visualize, podcast. Meditate, visualize, because I feel so clear and clear-minded right now and so energetic and just, oh my goodness, I'm in my vortex. And I'm feeling so good. The podcast yesterday hit 400 total plays. And then later throughout the day, it hit 417. I'm expecting by either today or tomorrow for it to hit 500. So it's exciting, right? Oh my God. I cannot wait to hit 1,000 listens. And someone said, oh, eventually you'll have thousands of listens. Yeah, I will. But I'm going to appreciate where I'm at right now. I love the fact that 10 people and, you know, in 24 hours listen to an episode. I love that. Like 10 people? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like 10 people, that's a party. Like, hey, bitch, I love you. If you're listening to this, I love you. oh my God. I cannot wait till someday, like look back on this, on these episodes at the beginning of the podcast and see how far, you know what I mean? Like look back and oh my goodness, it's amazing. 2020 is off to a really good start. Really good episode. Remember, you can feel delicious and yummy and scrummy and amazing and incredible right here, right now. You can have that G-spot life, you know, like, so in regards to the G-spot, like what stimulates you, right? Like, what stimulates you? Focus on that. What makes you feel good? If having orgasms makes you feel good, bitch, have an orgasm. If looking at pictures of your dog make you feel so good and delicious, look at pictures of your dog. If watching a certain show makes you feel so good and high vibe and like you just feel so good when you're watching that, watch that. I have a playlist called Yes 2020. It was Yes 2018, then in 2019 became Yes 2019. Now it's Yes 2020. You can find it on Spotify. But this playlist has like 300 some songs on. I think it has like 340 songs at this point. It's 20 hours worth of music. And I'll just continue adding for the rest of my life probably. But this playlist is like, these songs make me feel so good. Even though some of the lyrics are like, not so high vibe, I don't give a fuck. I like the way it sounds. I like the way it makes me feel. And so it's on my playlist. And I just like to think of it as a high vibe playlist. If you want to listen to it, if you want to feel good, if you want to dance, go to Spotify and look up Yes 2020. The cover photo is a rainbow, and it should say it's my mom's. I use my mom's Spotify account. We share an account, so the name will be Julie Hill or Julie Pegram, but the playlist is Yes 2020 with a bunch of exclamation points, and it will have a rainbow. You'll see a rainbow flag type cover photo. So really good episode. I really, 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 really enjoyed this episode. If you want to find me, you can do so at the Believe Society Facebook group on Facebook, the Believe Society. That is my Facebook group. That is my community. That's where I love to show up. You can add me on Facebook if you like. You should be able to find my account through that. If you would like to send a donation, if you'd like to do that, you can do so. You can follow the link in the description of this podcast. You are more than welcome to do so. If you'd like to reach out and talk, you are more than welcome to reach out to me and talk. Love you so much. Thank you so much. And listen, bitch, we will see you in the next episode.